Let's review Pesachim Daf Tzadi Test. The Mishnah and Tzadi Chesim and Beis had said that Shtei Chaburush and Esarvu Pischeyan, Eilu Moshchel Nanechad, Veilu Moshchel Nanechad. If the Karbonos of two different groups became mixed with each other, each group takes one member from the other group, and they each bring a carbon with the condition that if they are bringing the carbon that belongs to their group, the new fellow should be appointed on their carbon, and if it's the animal that belonged to the other group, they're withdrawing from the original carbon to register for this carbon. If two individuals had their carbon pesach mixed with each other, each person takes one of the animals and finds another person who isn't yet registered in any carbon pesach to join with him on a carbon pesach. The two original owners then switch places and make the same tanai that they do when the carbonos pesach of two groups gets mixed up. So says Gemara, Leim Mas Nisim Delok Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara suggests our mission is against Rabbi Yehuda, who learns from the Pasuk, V'im Yimat Habayis Miyos Miseh, that no matter how many people withdraw or join on the registration of a carbon, one of the original people registered has to remain registered on it. If this is true, registering a new person and then having the original person conditionally withdraw his registration shouldn't work. So Rabbi Yochanan Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah might agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Since there's a rule that Ein Shochtan as a Pesach al Yachid, we would never shecht the carbon Pesach for a single individual, and we know that the individual will have to add another person to the carbon, the new person registered is considered like he was one of the original people registered, because it was a foregone conclusion that somebody was going to become registered. In fact, the Gemara points out that our Mishnah must assume like Rabbi Yehuda, because when it gives the example of five Karbanos Pesach that get mixed up with each other, it's careful to say that each Karban originally had five people registered in it, because if only four people were registered, we would not be able to guarantee that there was an original registered member on each Karban. Hadron Allah, Mishay Tameh. Now we begin the final parak of Maseches Pesachim. Zak the Mishnah. Erev Pesachim Samach L'Mincha L'Yochel Adamat Shetechshach. Starting a half hour before Mincha and Erev Pesach, it is usher to eat until it gets dark. The Gemara asks, "My iri arvi pesachim, afil arvi shabbos yom tov nami." Why does the Mishnah only emphasize an iser to eat late in the day on Erev Pesach? If according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same iser exists on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, Gemara gives two answers. First, Rav Huna answers, "Lo tzricha l'Rabbi Yosi damarachal v'holeichat shetechshach." The Mishnah follows Rabbi Yosi, who holds that on a regular Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, it's mutter to eat all day long. Yet when it comes to Erev Pesach, in order to ensure that he's still going to be hungry for matzah, even Rabbi Yosi agrees that it's also to eat late in the day. Second, Rav Papa answers, "Afil etem Rabbi Yehuda, hasam min amincha l'malahuda aser, samach l'mincha shari, avil be'erev ha-pesach, afilu samach l'mincha nami aser." Even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds its aser to eat late in the day on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, can be the author of the Mishnah. The reason our Mishnah only highlights Erev Pesach is that whereas on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, the Isra begins at the time of Mincha Katana, 9.5 hours into the day, on Erev Pesach it begins samuch l'mincha, a half hour earlier. Even though Brisa says that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Yisra on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov begins 9 hours into the day, which is samuch l'mincha, that half hour earlier, that Brisa must be an error. The Mishnah also had mentioned that no matter how poor a person is, lo yochel ad sheyesav, he has to lean when he eats at the Seder, and lo yifchus lo me'ar because of shel yayin, the community has to see to it that he has a minimum of 4 cups of wine for the Seder.